better.
Hey, Mark, do you notice that new theme?
That's a pretty bouncy, strong theme, Mr. Scott Hennon. How did you come by that one?
Kind of a morning theme. But first of all, we wanted you to have your own theme for the Common Sense Club later today, and we were sharing themes. And we can't be doing that.
No.
We have to have Frank be the Common Sense Club theme as it has, and that one is our new one. So it's a new day. How about that?
It's a new day. Yes, it is. It's kind of a bleaky day, as they say, in the islands.
Exactly right. I'm on the phone, in case you hadn't noticed, for the start of the program today.
How did that happen?
This is the last week of school. I think I explained this on Monday on the program, and so I purposely stayed nice and close to home so I could take advantage of the last gasp as a parent with the fourth grader actually, you know, acknowledging my existence on the way into school. We have a junior, an eighth grader, and a fourth grader, Alex, Hannah, and Haley, right? And Haley is the last of the children in the family that actually will acknowledge a parent on the way into school. That's kind of fun. So it's just sort of, you know, sort of hanging on to that last little bit of, what would you call that?
Innocence, unaffectedness. Dad is still a hero of some kind.
Right. That's from her perspective. What is it from my perspective?
Sweet. It's just sweet and unaffected. It's dear.
Savoring that last little time, because once they get past that stage, you know, it's just. Was to a different level. So.
But let me tell you some really good news. I was in Texas, you know, covering that grand opening of the Bush Library, and I connected with two of my little granddaughters. One is two and one is three. Connected at a big level, and they think I'm the best thing since literally ice cream. One little two-year-old came back for 10 helpings out of my ice cream bowl. And so the point is, it with the grandchildren, it starts all over again. It's pretty cool.
There you go. So now I guess I'm wrapping up one stage, and then I can not think about that stage for a while, but I can look forward to it anyway.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah, you're kind of cool again. So anyway, that's why I'm on the telephone today, convincing about the news of the day as we get the table set for another day of what we hope is broadcast excellence. The birds are chirping today. They don't care that it's not sunny out, Mark, but I kind of do. I'm kind of sick of this weather, to tell you the truth, and I'd really be sick of it if I was in Cavalier. My gosh!
You're back,
you know,
evacuating
a whole,
that's
a
right,
whole community, you know? I mean, think about
it. It's over 1,000 people, isn't it?
It is. Every time there's an evacuation of any community for any reason, I hearken back to the flood of 1997, and that was the biggest evacuation post-Civil War of any community in the United States. I mean, that was... I still remember just, you know, miles and miles and miles of cars heading out of town, you know, and of course that was a result of a flood then in 1997, and here we are.
Bought a home. I moved to East Grand Forks. I was had my commodity company, and I was a little nervous when I liked a home on River Road, but then I found out it was outside of the 100-year floodplain, so I thought that's cool. But it was in the 500-year floodplain, and I got whacked really good in 97.
Everybody did, for the most part, right? I mean, as Lynn Stouse, the mayor of East Grand Forks, famously said, East Grand Forks stood for... Everyone got flooded.
Yeah, that's right.
And they did.
Well, there you are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. The trumpet heralds.
Miraculously, cannon. I'll go from one way of communicating to another. I wasn't far away, but today was just one of those days where nothing would go correct, according to plan. Based on the some traffic issues. Actually, McDonald's is mostly to blame. Can we blame a business like McDonald's right here on the radio?
Well, maybe you weren't too particular in what you wanted from them, or maybe you did. You have any erroneousness?
No, it's pretty easy. It was pretty easy. Listen to this. So Haley likes plain biscuits.
Well, sure.
Now, that doesn't take much work, does it?
I wouldn't think.
And, you know, it usually throws them for a loop. They're like plain biscuits, like no jelly, nothing, no plain. Okay. Two plain biscuits. I ordered just a biscuit and a sausage biscuit, add cheese. Combo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple so far. You following this?
Did you have some diet pop?
Yes. Yeah, it comes with a combo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll get the bag, and it's pretty light. So I did something you should always do at the drive-thru.
You looked.
I did. Before I left the window. Not a bad idea. Especially when you have, you know, a hungry 9-year-old in the car, and you're on your way to school and on a bit of a tight schedule. You following so far?
I am. I'm right there.
All right. So anyway, I said, we're missing two biscuits here. Because there was a carton, which should hold the biscuit and the, you know, the other deal, but the plain biscuit's usually in a wrapping. Anyway, so long story short, no biscuits. Okay, we'll have to get you the biscuits. And this was a whole ordeal. You got to pull ahead, everything else. Well, I opened the carton that's supposed to hold my sausage egg or my sausage cheese biscuit. There's nothing but the sausage and the cheese in there. There's no biscuit. So I think they must have had a shortage of biscuits.
Well, of course they did. And it was like the emperor's suit. It was invisible.
Yeah. Haley actually quickly took a picture of it. I have a photo of it.
How wonderful.
On the phone, just in case. You didn't believe me. There it is. We should maybe put that on the website.
No, how is it possible that they could put that in your bag?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Was it an alien in there? Was some strange creature
There's the photo right there.
That's not possible.
There's a slab of cheese and a
hold the biscuit?
Yeah, hold the biscuit. Who holds the biscuit on the biscuit combo?
I don't know. But
anyway,
you did.
Yeah. It is biscuit gate. So yeah. But there's obviously much more important things to talk about today.
Well, I should think so.
Yes. More tornadoes and flooding are in the news. I'm really growing irritated with people that use awful events that happen to people through natural disasters like this to try and advance a political cause. Should I be right to be irritated by that?
Yes, because I think it's there's a time and place to do some decompressing and looking at it. They're getting all over conservative senators who just want to balance the budget and saying if they're, you know, think about schools. You think of them as some sort of fortress, don't you? I mean, you don't think your school's going to get blown up. It just, even in Texas, I lived in Texas, in Amarillo, you know, we never had a school get blown up by, they caught on this thing like 600 A-bombs.
And, yeah, a Hiroshima bomb.
Yeah.
That's what they're comparing this tornado to.
Whoever plans on something like that.
So some folks that believe in the fairy tale of global warming are, of course, using this to say, see? Mm-hmm. See?
And so then if we would have shut down all of our coal mines and stopped all of our cars besides the road, this wouldn't have happened. Have you ever looked at the Earth and seen these giant jet streams and thousands of miles of clouds and swirls and, you know, sunspots? The global causes of weather are enormous and have very little to do, nothing to do with man, what man eats or drives or burps.
Or burps, interesting.
Burps, yeah. Or cows.
Meteorologist Greg Gust will join us next hour on the program with the National Weather Service. We'll talk about the rain forecast for northeast North Dakota. We'll talk about the flooding in Cavalier. We'll talk about, you know, global warming, blaming, blaming global warming, you know, on these crazy, you know what I'm trying to say. The idea that we blame global warming for these disasters, be it flooding in Cavalier or be it tornadoes in Oklahoma. Also, the mayor of Cavalier will join us to update us on the town's situation, completely evacuated due to flooding. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Wednesday's the word from Washington, and he just takes calls for a whole hour. So anything you want to ask your member of Congress.
That's very cool.
He'll be here in the 10 o'clock hour. He'll be taking the microphone later today, three full hours, is the Common Sense Club.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do today?
Well, I got Brother Dave with me. We've got some neat guests, some further discoveries about Benghazi. We're going to have Mr. Fabian with us today.
Dan Fabian is the state representative from Roseau.
Yep.
And the legislative session is over now, so you can...
I was just delighted had Hauser and Tom Emmer with me yesterday. They did a great job of wrapping up from their perspective. And I told Emmer if he runs for governor again, I'd go knock on 1,000 doors. I love that guy.
Won't people pay attention to what happened in Minnesota? Certainly a contrast. Yesterday we had Al Carlson and Rich Wardner, the House and Senate leader, on, and they took a number of calls. I ended up being on for about an hour or more. A lot of different calls, a lot of different perspectives, but hard to walk through the legislative session bit by bit and not say, hey, they got some real things done in North Dakota, unlike in Minnesota. Anyway,
oh, it's just amazing.
We'll get you a complete preview of what's on your mind and more straight ahead. Don't touch that dial, friends. Scott Hannon here, about to be joined by Steve Bakken for a preview of what's on your mind today. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota, some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's Scott Hannon here, Steve Bakken joining to preview what's on your mind when we open up the phone lines and add in our friends from K-Fire 550 and Bismarck Mandan and 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, KTGO, our Bakken Talk Radio flag operation, as well as AM 1100, the flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, and a ginormous Northern Plains audience to weigh in on the news of the day when we simply ask the question, what's on your mind? Always enjoy that. Steve, how are you today?
Sun is shining finally in Bismarck. It is a beautiful day out there.
You have sun in Bismarck.
You're kidding me. Little waterlogged.
Is that right?
Boy, we sure needed the rain, though.
No sun here. Not as
if.
Same old stuff.
I feel for you.
Greg Gus is going to join us a little later on today just to talk about this absence of, I don't know, it's not spring, it's not summer, what is it? It's amazing.
We just jumped right into May showers, but we're kind of missing that spring component. Tell you what, sure is a little soggy up in the northern end of the Red River Valley as well, and up along the Canadian border with Cavalier. Boy, that's not what you want to expect in the springtime when you start talking flooding due to rains rather than flooding due to snow melt.
No, I know. It's a tough one. And, of course, a lot of areas of the state were pretty dry and so needed some rain. Now, we're overcorrecting here a little bit, somewhat. I have talked to some folks, especially in the mid part of the state, that have said, you know, the moisture just soaked right in. You know, so it's really, you know, I guess it depends on where you're at. Some folks, it's causing problems. Other places, it's heaven sent.
I know out west, a lot of people, farmers and ranchers, said there was no runoff at all. As much rain came down, and there were 4, 5, 6 inches in some places, it just soaked immediately in. It did not even run off.
Well, that would be $1 billion rain, then.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it's soaking in and allows them, and a lot of the planning already done, so that's good. It's yet another example of the blessings we are we're lucky, because I tell you, you know, I mean, you look at last growing season and say, how do you top that? Well, they might just do it again if you get that kind of rain. But it is it's rain that's not welcome if you're in Cavalier, North Dakota, where they have had to evacuate because of the flood threat. The Renwick Dam is the big concern up there right now, and a lot of folks are fearing failure there because the reservoir is swelling up there. The mayor of Cavalier is going to join us on the program next hour, give us an update on the evacuation as well as the fears over the Renwick Dam and the very latest right now. Pembina County Commissioner Gary Nielsen is quoted in a forum story today saying there's so much water pressure on that dam right now. It might not break it, but we can't take that chance. We can't take people's lives in our hands like that. So, I mean, when you have a dam holding back the water, it's very prudent, I think, to say, let's be careful here and move. The Renwick is on the Tongue River.
Yeah, that's on the Tongue River.
Icelandic State Park, which would be about 6 miles west of Cavalier. Cavalier is about 1,300 people. It is the Pembina County seat. Be about 85 miles northwest of Grand Forks.
Have you ever been up to Icelandic State Park?
I have not been to that park
before. Oh, that is a beautiful little state park. It's kind of tucked away, too. A lot of people don't know about it unless you're local up there. But I'm going to date myself here. I used to do all the teen dances at the Armory at Cavalier. Way back in the day. So I get to know that community very well. And quite often I'd go up there and I'd take my dogs and had to go do a dance, and then I'd go stay at the state park and at Icelandic State Park and make a weekend out of it.
Pretty area, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous up there.
And obviously a little tense right now as well with the situation. We'll find out more about that on the program. Have the we have Greg Gus from the National Weather Service that will be joining us just to talk about, you know, number one, how much more rain is going to come? Will there ever be sun, at least in the valley? Is this a permanent cloud cover?
Well, the question, I think, for Mr. Gust is, are we back to normal? Are we at the levels, because we're running at a deficit for a lot of the state, are we back to par right now, or did we get a little bit of a head?
Oh, man, alive. It's hard to believe. This weather is just relentless. It really is. And whether it's flooding, whether it's tornadoes, some folks use opportunities like this to say, see, this is all about global warming. And now the latest news out of the Oklahoma City tornado, an F5, So that's winds of 200 miles an hour or more. And the power of a bomb, not unlike what was dropped on Hiroshima. Can you imagine that?
It's amazing. Some of the pictures of the debris field from that, and a lot of it goes into the grading of that tornado. It's not just the winds, but it's also about how much debris is spread and the intensity of the energy that's given off. And EF5 is just, you know, what they call it in the movie Twister, the finger of God.
Oof. Incredible. Also, the tornado damage in Oklahoma obviously will require some significant federal disaster funds from taxpayers. I'm thinking a little bit about the game of gotcha. And the game of gotcha is, you know, in the case of the senators from Oklahoma, Jim Inhofe and Tom Coburn, both fiscally very conservative, all right? And a lot of senators who, you know, really have no problem with federal spending love this idea now of saying, hey, gotcha, your state's in the position of needing federal disaster funds, and you don't like federal spending. Ha, 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 ha.
You know, this all started with Sandy, with Hurricane Sandy, and they were very outspoken about a lot of the waste that went into that bill. It's like you're trying to pass a disaster bill, and people were putting pork into a disaster bill, which is what held up a lot of the relief for the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Now, I am 100% behind those two senators. Hey, you know, if you're going to pass a bill specifically for disaster, we'll leave it at that.
That's number one. And number
don't Christmas tree it.
And number two is, if you have a pressing need, you know, help for Sandy, help for Oklahoma, help for flooding. We've got our fair share of federal disasters here. Find a place where you can trim. It's sort of like if the tranny goes out in your car, you're most likely not going to plan a vacation, right, if bucks are tight. You probably say, need the tranny to get to and from work before I need the trip to, you know, the Bahamas, right? So we'll put that off till next year. We'll put the tranny in. Same thing ought to happen with federal spending. To say, well, wait a minute, here's a need that would be higher on the list of priorities for the federal government and those funds. And so we're, you know, either that or just say we're going to get out of disaster funding altogether because we can't afford it. So all of the senators in Oklahoma have said is that any disaster funding should be offset in budget cuts in other areas of the budget. I don't think that's so crazy, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the word for the Wednesday segment of The Word from Washington, and he'll be here to take your calls. IRS scandal, disaster funding, farm bill, Keystone Pipeline vote, all that and more coming up.
Start thinking of your questions now for the congressman.
Yeah, and give him a call on the program we call What's on Your Mind coming up right here. Chat with you in a bit, Steve.
We'll see you down the road.
Check sports next.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're setting the table for another day of talk radio right here on AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, KTGO and the Bakken, the only talk radio in the Bakken, as well as, of course, AM 1100 The Flag. Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, USA, and, of course, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Mark Skogerbo is with me in our preview show of What's on Your Mind. Of course, getting you all set for the statewide edition of the What's on Your Mind program when we take calls from all across the northern plains. In this hour, we just kind of tell you what you need to know for the day. Coat, no coat. I'd wear a coat today, maybe a raincoat, bring an umbrella. I would... Pardon me?
2 sweaters.
Would you wear a sweater today?
Well, I kind of will.
It's thin sweater. It's 70-something, but it's just kind of cloudy, rainy. I don't know that it's cold enough for a coat.
I don't know, but I was shivery.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find myself a little chilly, too. Anyway, also the sports scene. Tell you what you need to know on the sports scene. And I have an email from a listener who I'll share this in detail for you. Why are you laughing, Mark?
I know you're going to do it again.
You know what's coming?
Sure.
This is directed at you.
Yes, I know.
So I thought it appropriate that
I'm gonna sit up straight.
Are you?
Yes.
And do that while I find the email.
Mm-hmm. I hit it.
Do 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 do.
I put it in the other room.
Somebody sent a note about McDonald's.
Well,
I have told them to hold the bun at McDonald's because I just wanted to eat the meat.
You did that, see?
This is what the emailer says. I've told them to hold the bun at McDonald's because I wanted the meat for the dogs. They love going to McDonald's because they know I'm going to get them a treat.
Hmm.
Sadly, Sam, the 10-plus-year-old lab, died this weekend.
Oh.
It sure makes for an empty spot here at home. That's the worst story I've heard all day.
Well, they might have thought you looked like a dog and they wanted to hold the bun.
I'm sorry for that listener losing Sam.
Oh.
Not good at all. Not good at all. But
10 years, yeah.
Sam was obviously treated right by his owner.
But I love that dog story in Oklahoma, that lady that had 2 prayers, one for her life and one for her dog. And while they were interviewing her, out popped that little nose. It was so cute.
I can't get enough of that story.
It was up on Fox, and that's everywhere now. It's viral.
We played it the hours after it happened.
Yep.
It was fantastic. It really was. In fact, the audio I had on it wasn't all that great. I'll try and find a better copy of that. So in case you missed it, it is the video. The snippet from the tornado.
Absolutely.
I had the whole family watch it last night. And they all agreed with me. It was fantastic. Anyway, I found the email I was looking for. Sifting through my email can send me down a few rabbit trails. So, apologize. I had to return to the McDonald's horror story from earlier this morning on ordering 3 biscuits and getting none. Goose egg.
You know.
Including on the sausage and cheese biscuit. Hold the biscuit.
You're making me nervous.
Why?
Well, you've been setting up this.
Oh, it's very short.
Hit me in the head.
I'll get you
email.
It. Hey, Mark, your Twinkies have lost 7 in a row. That's all it says.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark, your Twinkies have lost 7 in a row. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for sports.
Is the emailer correct? Have the Twinkies lost seven in a row?
Well, first of all, their name is the Minnesota Twins. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have they lost seven in a row, however?
Yes. They have lost seven in a row.
Okay, now, is it possible for you to find a silver lining in this cloud?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But the M&M boys each got two hits. That was good. We came from behind in the eighth inning, scored two runs, which we haven't been able to get clutch hits lately during this slide. But then, Mr. Wonderful Perkins, who had been perfect in save opportunities. A save is when you come in the ninth inning with or the 10th inning, in the final inning, supposedly, with a lead of three or less, he has saved those games nine straight in a row. Last night, I was so happy. Two outs. He gives up a home run. Boom. Just like that. And so it's a tie. Braves come back, beat us with exuberance in the 10th. And I was very, very grief-stricken for a brief moment. And then I said, well, at least I'm not in Oklahoma or Cavalier.
So there's your silver lining.
No, I was pretty impressed with the way the Twins hung in there and came back and caught up and took the lead in the last, you know, last inning. They haven't been doing that very much. But the fact that Maurer and Morneau both got two hits, that made me happy. But folks, they need your prayers.
Seven in a row, we're resorting to prayer now for the Twins.
I always do. And, you know, my sister had a great friend in Atlanta when they beat them, you know, when they beat them way back in 91 or 87 or 91. And my sister said she had been praying for the Twins. They won this World Series against Atlanta. Her friend from Atlanta said, "You pray for the Twins?" And my sister told her, "You should have been."
For your Braves.
For the Braves, because the Twins won. So
there you go.
Sometimes I
Power
think
prayer.
You're right. But I got to tell you something really positive, though. You know,
by the way, the Braves are a good team.
A great team. They're number one in their league.
And by the way, another emailer says, when the Twins lose seven in a row, they are the Twinkies.
Okay. Right. I'll give you that.
Okay.
We'll be, okay, then we're going to try to, when they win three in a row, we'll call them the Twins again. Okay.
Yeah.
But something really cool happened in sports. Duran is a great basketball player for the Thunder.
Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Terrific.
He is.
And yesterday was the 132nd anniversary of the Red Cross. Yesterday, of Clara Barton's founding it.
Okay.
The Angel of Mercy. He pops loose for $1 million to the Red Cross yesterday. I'm very proud of him.
Pops loose as in...
give, donate.
Wrote on a check.
Yes, sir.
Put some skin in the game.
That's right.
Wow.
That's the kind of leadership, and he's not grandstanding. That comes from his heart. That's really cool.
That is really cool. Is right. I agree with you 100%.
There was another astounding episode in sports last night. Tony Parker got 18 assists. And with five fouls, Tim Duncan was able to score six in overtime as they beat the Grizzlies by four. Two veterans just playing inspired basketball.
There is a story in the front page of the Fargo Forum today about three of the 15 people who pleaded guilty to petition fraud charges in Cass County last fall. Three that happened to be former North Dakota State University football players failed to complete the community service required of them by their probation agreements. A fourth ex-player among the group of defendants, which at the time the charges were filed in September included 10 current Bison football players and three former players, was accused of checking in for his required community service jobs and then ditching out once he was supposed to be filling sandbags in Fargo. Records show the cases have been reopened for three men accused of not completing any of their community service time. Darren DJ McNorton, Ariel Boyd, and Don Carter. Affidavits from a nonprofit that administers court-ordered community service Restore allege none of the three did their community service. Now, what would they be thinking?
There are certain football players and athletes that are treated like such prima donnas their whole life that they really feel like there's a parallel universe for them and the rest of us, mere mortals.
Man alive.
Of course, they maybe wanted those eighth-grade slaves to fill all the sandbags.
A couple other things in sports. Dave Haxtell, who is the coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team, is the NCAA's top NHL coach candidate. How about that?
I got one more little sports story for you.
ESPN posted a story listing five highly regarded potential NHL coaching candidates, one from each rank. NHL assistants, the AHL major juniors in college, and it listed Hextall as the top NHL coaching candidate from the NCAA ranks. A source told ESPN this guy's really intelligent. I think he's got a pro mind. The article quoted Hextall, who would consider an NHL someday, opportunity someday, if an opportunity with a good organization presented itself. But Hextall said his interest lies at UND. This is good for Dave. I'm glad he gets that recognition because he's a former player, captain of the team, pro player himself, and just a sharp guy. And because he's not won the big one for the University of North Dakota hockey team, despite some good teams, some people grumble about not being able to win the big one.
UND has high expectations.
They do. The bar is high there.
Way up.
But I think this reminds folks of the quality of the coach that he is. That's a neat little sports story. You have one other, you said?
I have one more. Yep, the Timberwolves failed to move up in the draft. They're going to end up drafting ninth. And even though Love took a Ricky Rubio bobblehead doll, they have never improved their position in the draft lottery. So they're going to be ninth with their first number one round pick. It's kind of...
Kevin Garnett was the last...
Yeah,
decent pick they had, right?
Well, great. Well, I don't know. You can have some arguments there, but yeah, he was great. He was the great pick. Rubio was pretty cool, though. You know,
yeah, Rubio. Yeah, yeah. So not such a good thing.
No, but it's kind of interesting.
I mean, is there going to be anybody left at seven? It could be a game changer that can.
You just never know. I mean, when you think of the top 10 college basketball players, you're 20. Any one of them could hit their growth spurt. Remember, Dennis Rodman didn't even play in high school. He was so little. You just never know what attitude and ability and the magic of, like you said, the pro mind, the professional, aggressive, adult mind that inhabits these young men, and all of a sudden they become a superstar. I've never been impressed with the raw talent of Duncan, for example, but he's always in the right place. He doesn't jump so great. Remember, Larry Bird, he couldn't run too fast. He couldn't jump too high. He was just great. Heart, work.
Thought I said we were not going to talk any more about NBA anything now that the Thunder had lost and you've once again violated that rule, but that's okay.
Well, because of his generosity, I thought it was okay today.
It is, and he is an Oklahoma City Thunder, so that's okay. I just meant we're going down the rabbit trail of the Timberwolves now.
I'll be good.
And that's okay. That's all right. Another emailer says we missed the Charlotte Bobcats. Changing their nickname back to the Hornets. Did you know that? Do you care? Doesn't
well, I
matter.
I kind of do. My brother and son lived in Charlotte working for Billy Graham, and you know he loved the Bobcats and the Hornets, and I think he liked the Hornets better.
Other listener commentary, which we always welcome, by the way, by email. Scott, prayer won't help the Twinkies, but some decent starting pitching and a few big buck players hitting some home runs would. We need some more pitchers out of Northfield.
That was an awesome experience, that Theobald, striking out three and getting six out batters out in a row.
Another emailer says, why would anyone waste time watching the NBA? Most of them cannot make a move without traveling. Most of them have so many tattoos that it weighs them down. Plus, the WNBA has better shooters. Also, they can barely speak English or they all speak Ebonics. I prefer to watch soccer over the NBA.
Some of them speak Spanish and Russian.
And I'm an old basketball player and coach. A little rough on the NBA. I've always said every game should be 2 minutes long, 80-80. That'd be entertaining. 80-80, both sides, 2 minutes, see who wins. This is the program we call the What's on Your Mind preview. We'll get to that video, I promise, next. Don't go away. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union on the Road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Bros, Chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota coal conversion counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Welcome back. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Mark Skogerbo checking in as well. Mark, the Freedom Poet, will be hosting the Common Sense Club later on today on this very radio station. And, of course, I'll be joined by Steve Bakken to ask you a very simple question. What's on your mind? Kevin Kramer will be here today. We're going to talk with the Mayor Cavalier. We're going to chat with Greg Gust from the National Weather Service, and we're going to talk with you about what's on your mind. If you had to list the top three things on your mind today, Mark, what would they be?
What I'm going to have for supper.
Seriously?
Yeah, I didn't eat much yesterday, and I was thinking about that.
So you're hungry?
I'm thinking about the people in Oklahoma.
Me
I gotta
too.
Tell you that.
That's number one on my list.
And the Cavalier situation, you know, that's pretty disruptive.
Stressful.
And also the unknown of this is it going to rain more? What's going to happen to the dam? Those kind of things.
Yeah, all right. I mentioned earlier that we played a video the morning after the tornado in Oklahoma City that was heartwarming. Because it was an elderly woman who lived alone with her dog, and she talked about what she did when this tornado hit. And she talks about the dog in the interview with the reporter, who's obviously a little challenged. Listen to some of the questions that come from the reporter.
Yeah, she didn't know what to do.
I mean, my gosh. Anyway, But something great happens in the process of this discussion. And I played this earlier. It wasn't the best audio, but this is a little better audio. You can hear everything.
Get over there.
Uh-huh.
And what was it like when this came through?
I was holding my dog. I was sitting on the stool holding my dog. This was the game plan all through the years, you know, to go in that little bathroom. And the electric never went off because the electric went off in the bathroom about the same time I felt the stool come up out of the floor. And I rolled around a little bit, and when it stopped, I was right there. That Presto cooker is what I saw.
You were lying there in the rubble.
And I never lost consciousness, and I hollered for my little dog, and he didn't answer or didn't come, so I know he's in here somewhere. Uh-huh. But it was there and it was gone. Just no time. And
here comes a really dumb question from the reporter. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Really dumb.
Then it was light. And I thought, well, I'm okay. And I had some stuff on top of me. And I started wiggling.
Are you able to comprehend yet what happened here?
I know exactly what happened here. Exactly.
What kind of a question is that? Are you able to, I mean, it's sort of like, okay, you're an elderly woman. I mean, do you have all your faculties about you? Are you able to comprehend what happened here? She looks at her like, I know exactly what happened here. Exactly. And then listen to this humorous line. It comes from the next question, because I think the reporter tried to recover here.
And
what do you think of all this? This is your neighborhood. I can't imagine.
This is life in the big city.
Isn't that beautiful?
I think she's a little bit irked.
Yeah. Oh, this
woman, she was missing her dog.
This woman is just precious, but she's pointing at this pile of rubble saying, you know, obviously resigned to the fact that she's lost her dog. So listen, it gets better.
The dog.
Right there.
The dog. Hi, puppy.
The dog. Oh, Cassie.
And this dog is buried in rubble. You can just see its head peeking out. And it looks
bless
like a...
your little bitty heart.
Underneath a mangled stove.
Help me. Oh, Cassie. Oh. Come on.
Get in.
Oh.
This tough, sweet lady found her best friend in the world.
Oh.
She's all scraped up.
Oh.
God. Now she says something classic.
Well, I thought God just answered one prayer to let me be okay. He answered both of them. Because this was my second prayer. Poor little
dog. I'm so glad.
Some, she's not even...
I can't carry him.
She said, I can't carry him. You're not able to carry the dog. But is that not just the neatest thing ever? And they show a shot of her being helped around and the dog walking around. The dog's okay.
And you know, that really redeemed that reporter's struggle. She might have been overwhelmed by the whole scene, too, you know. It's pretty painful to be in the middle of all that horror.
Yeah, and, you know, you're better off just letting these people tell their story and not interjecting yourself. But it's, you know, I do it all the time, too. You tend to want to just continue to pull things out of these folks, and you're better off just listening to them.
But what?
This woman was just beautiful.
She's got an archive forever, you know. This so what a thing to have. In your resume, this particular, however faltering the interview went, it was beautiful.
The photos to me from this event that most touch you are the ones where you have obvious grief in parents' eyes looking for children at those schools, right?
Yeah.
And then the video, this is it. I mean, that's it. That's the video of the whole. And, you know, that's, to me... it's just a good reminder of life that and no matter what trial is there, no matter what weight of the world you have on your shoulders, look for the good. Right?
You know, have you ever seen numbers revised down so radically? More than half. They thought it was 51 dead and ended up 24, and then F5 tornado should have been a lot more dead. But
it's good news.
Who knows?
All right, folks, what's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't touch that dial. Get to your phone calls
coming up.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.